This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
America's private employers cut more jobs than expected.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The ADP jobs report came out this hour. Employers eliminated 254,000 jobs in September. At least that's 8% fewer cuts than in August. Meanwhile, the number one concern for businesses, according to a new survey, swine flu. The Business Roundtable says nearly 90% of businesses surveyed have activated or updated their crisis plans since the H1N1 outbreak this spring. The world's banks and other financial institutions might be in slightly better shape than we thought. The International Monetary Fund has cut its forecast for losses from the financial crisis. But at a summit in Istanbul, the IMF warned of possible dangers ahead. Here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
The IMF is less pessimistic than it was 6 months ago. Then it forecast that global losses from the crisis would hit $4 trillion. Today it thinks that figure will be smaller, about $3.4 trillion. The fund points out the global economy is recovering more strongly than expected. Bank balance sheets look healthier. But there's a caveat. The fund says the crisis is far from over. We shouldn't be blinded by the buoyancy of financial markets. Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank.
There's a feeling amongst many economists, and I think many economists at the fund, that there could indeed be a second leg and that expectations have got ahead of reality.
The IMF reckons the banks are only halfway through the process of writing off their losses. There could be some nasty shocks ahead, which could trigger another downward lurch in the global recession. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The U.S. economy shrank less than previously thought in the second quarter. The government revised its second quarter GDP a few minutes ago. Instead of the 1% decline reported last month, now it's at 0.7%. Economists think this is going to be the last quarter of decline before a rebound shows up in the July to September quarter. European markets are flat this morning. Asian stocks were mostly higher today. And on Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 47 points. It closed at 9,742. The Senate takes up a climate change bill today that proposes slashing carbon emissions 20% by 2020. A big part of that effort lies in handing out permission slips to pollute, or so-called carbon allowances. Reporter Ashley Milne-Tite explains.
The government would hand out a set number of carbon allowances to companies. Most would be free until 2025, but some would be auctioned. Mark Bernstein runs the University of Southern California's Energy Institute.
I believe that to make this work, more and more have to be auctioned more rapidly to begin to get the right price signal into the market. And the key here is carbon should have a cost to it. It should be expensive.
Many of the allowances and the money they eventually generate will go to local utilities. Daniel Lashoff is with the National Resources Defense Council. He says the money could be used to help consumers become more energy efficient.
That would help you lower your electric bill by helping you use fewer kilowatt hours.
It all sounds hopeful, but it looks like the U.S. may not pass a bill in time for a new global climate treaty set for December. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Starbucks has helped make coffee a gourmet experience, but instant coffee is still a $20 billion global market. Yesterday, Starbucks went after that too, with a new instant coffee called Via. Even though a single-serve packet costs less than a dollar, Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz told me it's not a reaction to the recession.
There's no doubt that Starbucks, like mostly every other consumer brand in the last year or so, has faced challenges in view of the downturn in the economy, but we really put ourselves in a position to win. And I think what we're trying to do is push for reinvention and self-renewal, and Starbucks Via is a perfect example of that, where now you can have a cup of great instant coffee that our customers will really enjoy.
Growing up, instant coffee was something my dad drank, and he would call it JPC, just plain coffee. Now there's espresso everywhere. Why spend your money going old school?
Well, I think it's not old school. I think what it is when people are traveling in their office in places where they can't get good coffee, you're now going to be able to incrementally offer our customers opportunities to enjoy Starbucks coffee when they can't get to our stores.
I remember you talking 20 years ago about your store being a place where strangers can mingle. And there's a new book out whose subtitle is Learning About America from Starbucks. One thing the author noticed is how little your customers mingle. They're in line, they're on laptops, they're not talking. Have you noticed that?
Well, I've heard about the book, but the truth of the matter is that 50 million customers a week come into Starbucks stores. How customers choose to use our stores is really up to them. And I think what we really have provided is a safe haven and an opportunity for people to socialize with one another.
Finally, the CEO of Whole Foods got boycotted this summer for opposing an expansion of government health care. What's your preferred health care reform?
Well, I'm not a politician. When I view the fact that almost 50 million customers in America don't have health insurance, what I'm most proud of is for more than two decades, Starbucks has been providing comprehensive health insurance to all of our employees. And I think that really does speak to the values of our company in trying to not only make a profit, but develop a social conscience in which we protect the health care benefit for our people.
Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And finally, if somebody offered you $250 to dig up a yard with a backhoe, you might say no thanks. But if you found a key in an envelope with a note that said there's $250 in gold coins buried in a treasure chest, well, then you would be Patty Henkin, a 48-year-old postal worker in western Illinois. She found the envelope in an antique chair, drove 60 miles to the address on the note, agreed to split the treasure with the property owner, dug all weekend, and found nothing. Patty says she'll keep digging, and if she never finds a coin, it's still been a wonderful chase. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Have a good Wednesday.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.